It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Taylor Talk episode 2. I'm Adam.
I'm Belle.
I'm Jensita.
And I'm Maya.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about today, but first we wanted to go through some tweets and emails from the first episode, which had an amazing, amazing response. So thank you guys so much who have listened.
You guys are awesome. We love you.
Heart sign with the hands.
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
All right, so if you remember from the first episode, we were talking about all the guest performances that Taylor's brought out. At Pretty Lil Taylor tweeted something that sunk in with me that I thought was really cool. They said, about the New York show, I would love to see Jay-Z come out, join Taylor, and perform Empire State of Mind. That would be epic. And I wholeheartedly agree with them.
It's just sad that you're the only one that's not going to be at the New York shows, Adam.
Yeah, that's too bad for you.
I'm working on it. It turns out, actually, because I'm taking a flight with work and it got on my Rapid Rewards account with Southwest, I actually have a free flight coming to me in the next week.
Huh.
We'll see what happens. But how cool would that be, though, if Taylor did the female part of Empire State of Mind with Jay-Z?
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
And then we also got an email to taylortalk@taylorswift13.org talking about some of the other artists they would like to see as guest hosts. And one that kind of jumped out at me, they listed like about 25 million of them. But one that jumped out at me was that they thought it would be cool to see Gloriana as a guest, who I believe was the opening act for Fearless Tour, wasn't it?
They were, and I love them to death. They are awesome. I actually got to do an interview with them with The Boot when they were opening for Fearless Tour in Portland, and they are like the nicest people ever. I would love to see them back with Taylor again.
That'd be kind of interesting, too, for like the last show of the tour. Just be like, hey, guess what? Here's our opening act from the Fearless Tour. Welcome back, Gloriana. I think the fans would love that. So
I know they're doing shows right now, though, so I don't know if they're available or not.
They might be busy. That's possible. I guess if you open for Taylor, you've made it big time on your own, haven't you?
I think we have an apology to make, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love your subtle hints, Jensita. So before we move on, I would like to personally issue my deepest and dearest apologies to all the 12-year-old listeners, because we've gotten some tweets in feedback form from some unhappy 12-year-olds who didn't like our jokes about 12-year-olds. And to them, we offer our sincerest apologies and hope you can forgive us and continue to listen to the show.
We were just messing around. We're sorry.
We love you.
We really do.
Virtual hand hearts again.
More virtual hand hearts.
More hand hearts to our 12-year-old listeners. We love you guys. Anyway, let's move on with the show. Let's move on to the upcoming calendar. For this episode, Jensita is going to take us through the calendar, so go for it.
So we're going to be talking about some of the award shows that are coming up. And as you know, Wednesday is the CMA Awards, so it's literally like a couple days away. And Taylor's up for 5 nominations. And once again, that is not voted by the fans, so that poll going around does not help her win or lose. Let's go through some of the past CMA shows that she's been on. In 2007, she won her first CMA for the Horizon Award. In 2008... She was just nominated?
No.
Nominated.
She was nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year. In 2009, that was when the Fearless album came out and won a bunch of awards. She won Entertainer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, International Artist Achievement Award, Album of the Year for Fearless, Music Video of the Year for Love Story. So she won every award that she was nominated for.
I'm also going to like just interject for a really quick second and say that when she won Entertainer of the Year, she brought her entire band up on stage.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I've never really seen anyone do that before, and that was just an incredibly awesome, classy thing to do.
Because, I mean, they are the ones who will help entertain us as well.
Exactly.
In 2010, she was nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year. So this is her year where she is once again nominated for more than one category. She is nominated for 5, so we're hoping some big things come out of it. She's once again nominated for Entertainer of the Year, which is the highest award of the night. And just to kind of like recap what that one is for, how they choose the winner, it's supposed to be chosen on the act of displaying the greatest competence in all aspects of the entertainment field. The voter should give consideration not only to record performance, but also to the person performing, staging, public acceptance, attitude, leadership, and overall contribution to the country music image. And I think that's awesome that they're not just saying it's not only for your music, but it's for your attitude. You know, it's for your leadership. So I think it has to go along with their persona and who they are as a person. So it's more than just an award for, like, the biggest entertainer. And let's go over the nominees who are nominated. Jason Aldean, Brad Paisley, Blake Shelton, Taylor Swift, and Keith Urban. Taylor is the only female nominated this year, and she's also the youngest nominee. So we're hoping she can pull out another win for that. She is also nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year, along with Sarah Evans, Miranda Lambert, Martina McBride, and Carrie Underwood. She is nominated for Album of the Year, along with Blake Shelton, Jason Aldean, Brad Paisley, and the Zac Brown Band. Her other nominees are for Song of the Year, and that is going to her as a songwriter. It's not just for the song. She actually gets this award for being the writer of the song. And she's nominated along with the song Colder Weather, Dirt Road Anthem, If I Die Young, and You and Tequila. Her final nominee is for Music Video of the Year, and also nominated is Blake Shelton with Honeybee, the band Perry, If I Die Young, Brad Paisley featuring Alabama for the song Old Alabama, and Kenny Chesney for You and Tequila. So what do you guys think about these nominees? Like, do you think Taylor could come away with some of these awards from the show?
I think that Taylor has a really good chance of pulling it off, but the one competition I think would probably be If I Die Young. That's been a really, really big song this year, so I don't want to say she has it in the bag.
I think that was like one of the biggest songs, and I think also Honeybee with Blake Shelton I know was on number one for a few weeks.
Oh, that's true. That's true. She's definitely got some competition on this one.
What about Female Vocalist of the Year?
I think she has a chance for that. I mean, I think generally her big competition would have been Carrie Underwood, but she has barely done anything this year. So I think that Taylor, like, music-wise,
I mean, won it last
so
year.
That's true. And I don't know if she would win 2 years in a row. Her album just came out, so it's not in consideration for this year's awards. So I think Taylor has a pretty good chance for that.
I think Taylor should win everything.
That's what we hope for.
I mean, that would be nice, but we have to remember there's other people in the universe.
Yeah, but they're not nearly as talented as she is.
That's coming from an unbiased opinion, by the way.
Yeah, completely unbiased.
That is not biased at all. Forget the fact that she's my biggest celebrity crush.
Well, we're rooting for you, Taylor, and we hope everyone is watching. Just a quick side note, the trending account for Taylor accidentally got suspended somehow. We're waiting for Twitter to hopefully unsuspend it. The night of the CMAs, we're going to try to trend Taylor Owns CMA. So, as soon as it starts on the East Coast time, let's start trending that.
And T-Swift on Twitter will help with that.
And if you guys are following Taylor Talk 13 for the show, I'll probably tweet some pictures live from the CMAs onto that Twitter.
Awesome. Yeah.
So make sure you're following at TaylorTalk13.
All right. We just have a couple of news things. The first one is that Taylor has a new opener for the rest of the North American leg, which is Jacksonville, Tampa, Miami, Charlotte, Raleigh, Columbia, and the two New York shows. And that is Adam Brand. He is a country singer from Australia. He has had two albums go gold and three go platinum there. Yeah, he's the newest member of Taylor's little group for now. And I don't know if anyone saw, but there was a cute picture going around Twitter last night of that Taylor left him a note and a loaf of pumpkin bread in his dressing room.
If anyone has seen him perform, give us some feedback on him.
Yeah, we don't know anything about him, so we would love to hear some stuff.
Other than the fact that I like his name.
Yeah, you would. And the other thing is just some updates from the show last night. The first thing is that Taylor did bring out Nelly last night in Houston as a special guest, and they sang Just a Dream together, which she had covered previously in St. Louis. But there's some good videos of that on YouTube now, so you can look those up. And the other thing was that Sarah Bareilles came to the show last night, and she was tweeting pictures.
That was cute.
All night, and I thought that was pretty exciting.
There's only 8 shows left, and she has to do these 8 shows in a matter of 10 days.
Yeah, well, she's got a good chunk of time off now, so I think she's going to...
It's going to be like the last resting hair punch.
Knowing her, she's not doing any resting, but, you know...
Yeah, that's probably true. She's probably, like, recording more songs or something. She's probably recording more songs. But going back to those those guests real quick, though. I forgot to mention in the last episode, if you want to watch all the guest videos, we have them all in one place on taylorswift13.org/videos. So that includes the Nelly one. That's already been updated. If you want to watch all 16, 17. How many performers have there been so far? I lost count now. 17 now, including Nelly. So if you want to see all 17, it's just taylorswift13.org/videos. But anyway, let's move on and get the show started. We got the calendar, we got the news done. So I guess the first thing we wanted to talk about was this music video Taylor tweeted about that she's recording, which is heavily rumored to be for Hours. But we just want to let the listeners know that that has not been officially confirmed in any way by Taylor or her representative. So it's still technically rumor, even though it's kind of going that direction.
I liked that one tweet from someone who was supposedly in the music video, and he said he was giving Taylor the gas face on the elevator.
What is a gas face?
Just looking at them funny. You know, it's like the first line of the song, yeah. I guess. Like, they might be doing sort of a literal interpretation.
So it's like, sorry I farted in the elevator, but it wasn't really me, even though there's no one else in this elevator besides the two of us.
Yes, but that's my favorite song. I'm so excited.
I'm really happy. If she's releasing that as a single, I'm going to be a happy person.
Most people might not have even heard about the song, except for the fact that she's been doing it on her tour lately, but it's actually on the deluxe album that you can only purchase at Target, I believe.
Yeah, Target.
I think it might be available on her website now. That I might be lying about that. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But you definitely can get it at Target.
I think it's just cool that she like introduced album 3 with her debut single of Mine, and now she's potentially making a video for Hours. So I think that maybe her debut single for her fourth album should be Yours.
Nah, Yours. Mine, Hours, Yours.
That would be just kind of cute in a dorky way. I don't know.
So, like, why this song, though? Like, why Ours versus any other song on the Speak Now album?
Well, before the rumors started going around that the song was for Hours, people were thinking that the next single was going to be Enchanted. And then there was also thoughts that the video might be for Last Kiss. Yeah, because of the scene in the Nashville airport. Yeah, and like, you know, that July 9th, they ran off the plane, so people thought that it would be for Last Kiss. But Hours is actually, like, if you look at the progression of her singles, I think Hours was really fitting.
In what way?
Ours is, for me, the reason it's my favorite song is because I relate to it the most in the sense that there's people out there who are going to judge you and who you're dating when they have no right to, and they don't know you guys as a person. They don't know the other person. And I just think it's awesome. Like, Taylor released, you know, Mean was a big song that she's now nominated for all these awards for. And I think it went over so well because people can relate to that. They can relate to being bullied and picked on and everything else. And a lot of her other songs about relationships have been about like breaks ups or, you know, a guy treating her bad. And this is a different kind of song, a different kind of vibe to show a different side of Taylor. And I think it does a good job of capturing who she is and how her relationships are changing. I mean, she's no longer that girl burning pictures on fire. You know, she's talking about people judging her for people that she's dating, and she doesn't want that to happen.
That just made a lot of sense. Thank you for that.
You said a lot better than I did.
Input. Yeah, thanks for that input, seriously.
So she's released now 6 videos from Speak Now, and it's kind of funny to see, you know, she did 5 from Fearless and then 5 from Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Well, this one is going to be the 6th. I think that's another thing that's interesting. Like, why are there more coming off of Speak Now than previous albums? Do you think there's a reason behind it, or?
I don't know. She just keeps, you know, I feel like everything that she does keeps getting bigger and bigger. The tour gets bigger and bigger. You know, each album has sold more and more. Maybe, you know, it's just sort of a progression.
We still have another year before the next album. Like, she needs something to kind of tide us over. And I think the fact that a lot of Taylor fans obviously have the original CD, but a lot of people might not have heard the music on the deluxe CD. So I think in a way too, it's kind of a new song. People might actually go to iTunes and download it if it becomes a single, because otherwise they would have to go out and buy an entire CD just to get that song.
That's a fair point. Yeah, you can just go on iTunes and be all like, oh my gosh, this Hours is a really good song. So yeah, anyway, all the music videos are on the same page I gave you guys earlier, taylorswift13.org/videos. All the music videos are there too if you want to see them all in one place, or on, I don't know if it's on Taylor's Vivo YouTube or on her official one. Does anyone know offhand?
Her music videos?
Yeah.
They're on her Vivo, for sure. YouTube.com/TaylorSwiftVivo.
So yeah, either there or on our website, either way, whichever one works. So
also, random shout out to someone who isn't involved in this at all, theswiftagency.com. If you ever need information about anything that has anything to do with Taylor Swift, that is a good place to go. I swear that is where half of my information comes from. And he has all of her cover videos and guest performances and arm lyrics and bios on everyone in her team. And
Hey! All the guests are on TaylorSwift13.org. We don't have to go out.
I'm allowed to promote my friends if I want to.
No, forbidden. Forbidden.
Especially when my friends happen to listen to this show.
That's true. Hey,
hi.
How's it going? I hope you're doing well.
I'm the Swift Agency.
See you in New York.
Virtual hand hearts.
We'll see you in New York.
You guys will see him in New York.
You don't get to see him.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Meow.
So also on the Taylor scene recently is we can't decide on what name to name this little kitty, but you know, there's been a lot going around with either Meredith Grey because of Grey's Anatomy or Meredith Swift, so we just decided to hyphenate and call the cat Meredith Grey Swift.
Well, her name is for sure Meredith, so I think we can just stick with that.
It is definitely Meredith, but it is Taylor's new roommate. You know, little itty-bitty kitty has been all the talk of Twitter lately. I mean, how many Twitter accounts have popped up on behalf
There's
of Meredith?
There's at least three or four Twitter accounts that, like, people are making of the cat.
Oh, can I share my favorite one?
Yeah, it's getting out of control.
Okay. My favorite kitty tweet was from Meredith Kitty, and she said, "Oh, I just got out of the bath. It was colder than a 27-second phone call."
Ah, yes, I saw that. That was hilarious.
Like, it's funny to me how, like, seriously people are taking this. Like, I got a tweet to T-Swift on Tour today that said, "Hi, I was just wondering, which one is the real Meredith Twitter?" I'm like, it's a cat. She doesn't have a real Twitter. She's a cat.
One of them has over, like, 1,200 followers already.
Yeah, in a matter of just a couple days. It's insane. Yeah, so go follow us. We know there's more listeners than 190 out there. We can track that.
Another thing I wanted to mention about the cat is I've seen some people on Twitter talking about how she got a Scottish Fold cat and didn't go to a shelter to get a cat. And all I want to say about that is that, like, it doesn't matter if you pay $1,000 for an animal if you decide that you don't like it. You're going to give it to a shelter anyways. A lot of
side note,
pets bought from
breeders.
Oh, she isn't?
She's a Scottish Fold mixed with a long-haired calico.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But she did come from a breeder. She came from a breeder in Nashville.
But I mean, either way, it's like if you don't take care of your pets. I mean, I know a lot of people that'll spend like $1,000 on a dog and then be like, oh, I didn't realize how much work it was going to be to take care of a dog, you know, and then they'll just end up giving it to a shelter anyway. So
that cat is going to be the most loved, spoiled cat on
exactly.
the face of this earth.
How do you know Taylor didn't get this cat from a shelter? I mean, purebred or not, they have purebred animals in shelters.
How did she find the cutest kitty in the world?
That's a good question.
I, like, died when I saw the second picture that she posted of her and the cat on the floor.
The cat's just like, what is that thing taking a picture of me? It was hilarious, the look on the cat's face.
And I love the pictures that her dancer Fernando posted of him with the cat. Oh my gosh, she is just so cute.
And Katy Perry's tweets about the cat.
Amazing. Colby Calais tweeted too. I don't know if anyone saw, but Colby Calais was like, oh, she's so cute. I want to meet her.
I like that.
I was actually jealous. I don't know if there was a tea party last night, but I was getting jealous that people who
that would
got
be
to
so
go might
cute.
Get to meet the cat.
Oh, that would be adorable.
Forget meeting Taylor. I want to meet the cat.
I want a picture with the kitty.
Should we just quick read Katy Perry's Taylor Swift responses? We can each take one. So Taylor Swift tweeted, hanging out with my new roommate, Meredith. And she tweeted a picture of her, and Katy Perry responds, oh my gosh, is this kitty for real?
Taylor, like, replied to Katy Perry and went, yes, and currently chasing her own tail. P.S. I miss you. And Katy Perry replied, I want to cuddle that kitten so hard. Miss you. It's so cute.
And then keep in touch.
Keep in touch. K.I.T. Just like middle school yearbooks. K.I.T. You want to hear me read a tweet?
I want to hear you read this one specifically.
Okay, the third one. So apparently Taylor responded to Katy Perry calling her a cat lady. Am I reading that right?
No, she was talking about herself.
Oh, okay, whatever.
That was just Taylor's tweet. She calling herself a cat lady.
Oh, I gotcha. And then Katy Perry responds, ugh, give me her.
oh Oh my gosh, that was even better than I thought it was going to be.
That was the teenage dream version of Give Me Her. So. Anyway, there's one more tweet. Who hasn't read one yet?
I haven't. Taylor posted a she tweeted, just landed in Houston, and posted the most adorable picture of Meredith sleeping on her feet. And then Katy Perry responded, stop with all that cuteness. Dang.
So you can tell Meredith has definitely taken over Twitter and all of our hearts.
Yeah, but which makes you kind of wonder, Taylor has had cats in the past. Where are they?
I know that's her parents' cats.
With her parents. So how come Meredith, takes the spotlight and the other cats, fall into the background?
Well, you can't just, take your cat and start taking them on tour. I couldn't just take my cat and start,
She's taking Meredith on tour.
I know, that's what I'm saying, because Meredith has only been alive for, 8 weeks. So you can take, she's going to get her used to it now. That's what she, I think, that's why she sort of needs a kitten, because you can take a kitten and, get it used to going on airplanes and being in cars.
Yeah, exactly. I take both of my dogs on the plane back and forth with me. Yeah.
Do you think Taylor has a litter box on her tour bus now? Because it probably stinks.
One of those automatic clean ones.
Maybe. Go classic.
Maybe. Oh, she's inventing Wonderstruck.
Wonderstruck kitty litter. Wonderstruck kitty scented litter. Kitty litter. I love it.
One of the Meredith Twitters has been tweeting, oh, everybody check out my new fragrance. Kitty struck.
Kitty struck. That's
adorable.
Awesome. So. I think we all have been kitty struck.
Kitty struck.
Oh, I have for sure.
Well, yeah, with the hashtag going around, speak meow, I think that's creative.
Yes.
Speak meow.
Oh, there's drop everything meow.
Speak meow.
Too. Drop everything meow.
Yeah, like a picture of Meredith and then with that caption on it.
Wah, wah, wah. So, I'm glad everybody's in love with Meredith, but we carry on to another segment of If Swifties Ruled the World, and these are 100% submitted by listeners this time. We didn't have to make any up because you guys listening are so awesome and gave them to us. So, we're all going to take turns reading these, as we always do as loving co-hosts. Anyway, so the first one was submitted by @Scott_Swift_13, and they said, if Swifties ruled the world, we'd all breathe Wonderstruck instead of air.
I like that, because nobody would ever have bad breath.
Awesome.
No bad breath.
No gas face on the elevator?
No, exactly. I don't think we wouldn't need gas face anymore.
I know, you never find yourself in an awkward situation where you're like, do you have a mint? No. Do you want one?
No, you just breathe in the air and your breath smells like Wonderstruck.
Perfect. Okay, the next If Swifties Ruled the World was submitted by @GenCitaFans. Go GenCita.
GenCita's fan club.
Yay! And it's everyone would hug everyone. Now, wouldn't that be a great world if everyone hugged everyone and their breath was also smelling awesome no matter what?
That would be amazing.
I know. Because that's the one main reason why I don't like hugging people is because they smell bad.
That's disgusting.
Taylor solves all problems.
Apparently. Anyway.
So the next If Swifties Ruled the World was submitted by @AdelaideMarie13. If Swifties ruled the world, it would be a happier place filled with peace and no hate on others. Why you gotta be so mean?
Whoever this Adelie Marie is, we've been in correspondence via Twitter. I don't know who you are, but you're awesome, by the way. I just think it's funny because that sounds like a beauty pageant thing. Like, have you seen Miss Congeniality? The way they're all they're all like, world peace. Yeah, but going back to the tweet, though, I think the only way we would actually accomplish world peace is if Swifties ruled the world. So that was a very good submission, I think.
The next one is sort of a similar idea. Submitted by @Lil_Miss_Foodie, and it's if Swifties ruled the world would be a better place.
Aww.
That covers all of the tweets or all of the submissions above it, too.
Yeah, sort of like a summary.
I think there's one more, Adam.
There is one more. The last one is going to be, if Swifties ruled the world, everyone would find a place in this world. Ha! It's submitted by @IamShutterbug.
I love you, Shutterbug.
I just think it's funny because we're always joking on Twitter with #BadTaylorPuns.
That was a good Taylor pun,
That was a good
though.
Taylor pun, though.
Well, they're all Taylor puns. I mean, they're all good.
No,
they're
it's
all
just
bad.
Yours are bad. This one was good.
Hey.
Sorry, Adam, but they are.
Why is everyone always picking on me?
Because it's fun.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Okay, no singing.
Oh, you guys don't want a recap of his remix from last week?
No, I think I'm good.
As much as I love your covers, Adam, let's talk about some Tour covers.
All right, Let's move on. So if you do have another, if Swifties rule the world, just remember you can tweet us at TaylorTalk13 or email TaylorTalk@TaylorSwift13.org and submit those. Carrying along, last week we talked to you about all the guests on tour. This week we're going with the cover songs, which has been a big part of the tour this year, this tour. So does anybody have any favorite covers they've heard so far?
I definitely do. Years ago, I used to have this CD from Michelle Branch, and there was only like, it was a little EP, and it only had 3 songs on it, and it was Everywhere, All You Wanted, and one other song I can't remember. But she covered All You Wanted, and I wasn't at that show, but I saw the video, and I was so excited when everybody was tweeting about it, and that was my favorite cover.
She sounded so good.
She really did. She sang it really, really well. I don't know, that song just has a special place in my heart, so I was really, really excited that she covered it.
I hope some of these awesome covers, I wish we could see all of them, and I hope a lot of them end up on the Speak Now DVD. But because I know we didn't really get very good quality of the Britney Spears Lucky One.
That's true.
And I used to be obsessed with Britney Spears when I was in junior high, which was a long time ago. But
so is that your favorite one then? Lucky?
Well, I just wish like it wasn't very good audio. So, you know, I can't really be a judge. But I think that's one of the ones that I would have really loved to actually
hear.
Well,
if anyone has a good video of Lucky, tweet it to us.
Please share. We'd love to see it. So what was your favorite one then, Maya?
I think my favorite was definitely when she did Cowboy Take Me Away in Newark. I don't know why, but like, I don't know if any of you guys use Pandora, but like, whenever I listen to Pandora, it would always suggest that song to me. So like, I was listening to it all the time, and like, I never really was like totally in love with it, but then I heard her sing it, and I was just like, oh my god, I love this song! And I just thought she did it so beautifully, and I love that the girl from the band was there when she sang it to her, and I don't know, I think, in my opinion, that is the best one that she's done.
I have to agree with that one, actually. Like, I also used to be obsessed with that Dixie Chicks CD, and I would just listen to it from beginning to end, every single song on it, including Cowboy Take Me Away, and so I was really excited that she covered that, too.
Yeah, Taylor, like, made me into a Dixie Chicks fan. I love it.
She has that effect on people.
Adam, what was your favorite?
My favorite's kind of a cop-out, because it seems to be the favorite on tour, but it was when she covered Eminem in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I love that one. I've been an Eminem fan since I was a kid. And which song? I believe she did Lose Yourself, right?
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, You Better Lose Yourself in the Music. I just, because I think that was the first time she revealed herself as, like, a hip-hop fan, wasn't it? Like, you know, since then.
Oh, no, not at all.
No. Not in that sense. I'm saying on tour, it was the first time she had done a cover.
She has been doing Lose Yourself covers since she was 16 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
She used to do that all the time. She kind of stopped for a while, but if you had you can find old videos of her.
I don't know. I think that's Eminem's greatest song, and then she just made it like that much better.
I think my favorite part about that was the reaction of like the world in general, that like that video has like 11 million views on YouTube now. Like, people just like freaked out.
And that's what I'm talking about, like, on tour. You know, since then, she's brought out all kinds of people. We just talked about, you know, Nelly coming out last night. She's had all kinds of rap and hip-hop, but that was the first...
Oh my gosh, can you imagine if Eminem was a special guest at one of her shows?
That would be sweet.
That would be so awesome. Cool.
I would cry if I wasn't there, though, to see her. I would be that upset.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you would cry if you were there.
No. If I was there, I'd just be like, Eminem! So, I mean, why do you think she does covers at all of her shows, though?
Well, because it gives her, like, something to signature each show to each city. Like, for, you know, we talked last episode about how she's a really big person on memories. You know, I think that, like, doing a different, you know, different covers at each show, like, it's not like, oh, I played in the city. It's, oh, I played this and this song in this city. And it just gives her, like, a way to, like, individually signature each show in her memory.
So she's creating different memories for both herself and for...
And for the fans.
The fans, because the fans can be like, oh my god, I was at that show. Which is interesting, because in some of the videos I've posted on YouTube, I get a lot of comments like that, like, OMG, I was at that show.
Oh, I know, I still brag that I was at LA when she played Super Bass, because that was just, like, amazing. I was like, oh, I was there, and I was so excited.
I think it's a great way to also reach out to other artists. It helps her in the mood too. Or, I mean, she might be feeling a certain way, where how she does with her arm lyrics, and she might find that as a way to express herself in song, and she gets to sing that to a crowd and be vulnerable to us, and we just, you know, start a new connection with her. And I think it's also awesome because there are a lot of artists that do covers of other artists, but it's usually like one or two songs of like, you know, really great songs at the moment. And she's doing so many, such a great variety that it opens up connections with these people. And they're tweeting like, oh, wow, Taylor did a cover of our song. Like, that's so awesome. And I think it just makes all the musical genres come together and appreciate each other. And I think that's making music more of a friendly industry instead of just this like, oh, I have to beat you, I have to be better than you. And it's making friends, and I just think that's making everything a lot more peaceful and enjoyable. And I think that's great that she's doing that.
Something occurred to me just now when you said that, though. It's that Taylor is a revolutionary musician. She's doing things that other musicians have never done before. She's like pioneering a new area of music, and it's kind of cool to see that she's doing something like that. I don't know. Does anyone else see that, or am I completely off base?
No, I know exactly what you're saying, and I actually really agree with that. I mean, she's making the music world from a competition to, like, let's all join together, because, you know, it's the kind of the same thing with, like, music fans, how they're like, oh, well, I'm a music fan of country. Well, I like rap. Well, she does kind of everything, and the greatest thing is that she's good at everything that she does.
You know, she's good at rap. But
I don't know. I think she does pretty well.
I think it's cute when she tries. And I also, this is going to sound bad, but I always get so excited when I find out that, like, either that she had, like, whatever, that she had, like, hip-hop artists on. Because, obviously, I love this girl to death, but I swear she's the most awkward dancer I've ever seen in my life.
I love her awkward dance.
And, like, every time she has one of these hip-hop artists on, she tries so hard to look, I don't know what she's trying to do, but, like, I love it.
But it's so fun, though.
It's so fun, and she... One of the many things that I love about her is she's just such an awkward person. And it's great. Like,
she's just like every one of us.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Exactly.
So, you know, I asked all three of you, which I don't think any of you did your homework, coming up with covers or songs you'd like to see her cover, which they don't necessarily have to be realistic because we know she covers songs from artists of those respective cities, you know, and she only has a select few cities left. But did anybody come up with anything they'd like to see her cover besides me?
Well, I had one from a fan that is hoping she'll cover in New York. They really want her to do the movie one, if it were a movie.
If this was a movie? Yeah, that's the only deluxe one she hasn't done yet. So, I mean, she'll probably do it at some point before this life of the tour is over.
That's not a cover, though. That's her song.
I know that, but she's been doing those songs as her covers. Like, she did Superman in her cover section, and she did Untouchable in her cover section, and she's done Never Grow Up in her cover section. Like,
right.
She sings her own songs sometimes.
But what cover songs would you like to see happen?
I would love her to sing Hotel California.
That would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Hotel California by the Eagles?
Yes. I have been obsessed with that song since I can't
Hotel
even remember
California.
How
long.
Oh my gosh, the attitude. Let's tone it down a little bit.
I'm sorry, but that is like such an iconic song. Like,
you know what? I'd like to point out the fact that we have listeners from all over the planet, and some of them might not know the Eagles.
Yeah.
But they know that song.
How do you know they know that song?
I would bet you that a starving child in Africa knows that song.
I bet there's a chance.
Okay,
Does
well,
the
fact of the
matter.
Moving on.
Leave the 12-year-olds alone, Jensita. We love our 12-year-olds.
I had to.
So, Jensita, what song would you like to see her cover?
I love every song she does, and I'm excited for anything she shoots at us.
See, do you know what I think would be fun that would totally play into her new hip-hop alter ego? If she covered Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise.
Oh, jeez.
There is nothing I would love more than to see Taylor Swift in her little purple dress, sitting on that rotating tree, just being like, as I grow, I see myself in the pistol smoke, fool, I'm the kind of whatever.
Adam, what the Swift?
What the Swift? What the Swift? I just think it would be awesome. I mean, she did Lose Yourself by Eminem. Why can't she do Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio?
What city is he from?
I have no idea. That's why I said it doesn't have to be.
Okay, but can anybody sing Gangsta's Paradise with a straight face?
I can.
See, Taylor would crack up.
Yeah.
Like, she would try, but she would laugh.
I don't think she would laugh. Why would
she
laugh?
Like, she laughed doing Lose Yourself. She would laugh doing that.
But it's such a good song.
I wanted her to record a Lights Over Paris song.
You wanted to hear her see what?
I wanted her to sing Rescue Me by Lights Over Paris.
There's still a couple shows left. It might happen.
We can dream.
We could always try to ask her to play it in New York.
She's only responded to one fan request so far. That was a bit of a special case.
No, that was, she's done two before.
Oh, that's true. Untouchable was a fan request also.
Keep in mind, though, Untouchable and what was the other one? Never Grow Up, right?
Never Grow Up.
Those are both of her songs. They weren't something she had to learn. A cover, exactly. You can't just ask her on the spot, hey, cover this, because she has to learn it first.
Okay, true, but if anybody's listening to this that knows Taylor, you can always let her know, because this time, you know, she has plenty of time to prepare for it.
I gave her the CD, though, at the Wonderstruck meet and greet. I had someone give it to her.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
With a note.
Yay. So maybe she'll know it.
So any last thoughts on the cover songs? Does anyone have any other songs?
Yeah, because you never asked me what I thought.
Is this like Pick on Adam Day or something? I love it.
I think
it.
So.
It's fun. Yeah. Everybody attack me. Bring it on. It's fine. I'll take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it's your day to get picked on.
It is. I think every day is Adam's day.
Listen though, because Taylor takes an anti-bullying standpoint, I think we should not bully Adam.
Don't. We're not bullying you. We love you. Virtual hand heart.
All right.
I'm pretty sure there's at least one person on Team Adam.
Hey.
Yeah, he has at least one.
I've got plenty of people on Team Adam. But anyway, Maya, tell us what you would like to see Taylor cover.
I would like for her to cover Ingrid Michaelson in New York, because Ingrid Michaelson is from New York, first of all.
What song?
And second of all, I don't care, any of them. But I know that Taylor is an Ingrid fan, and I think that her songs, a lot of people know them, and I think she would do really well in it, and I love Ingrid Michaelson, so that would just make me a happy person. And I think it could viably happen, because Ingrid is from New York.
That's possible. That'd be nice. So do you think it would be tacky, or it would be a sweet sentiment if, as one of her covers in Madison Square Garden, she did the song God Bless the USA?
Like, I think that's a little tacky.
I think that would be extremely cheesy.
Because think about it, it's 10 years, it's the 10-year anniversary since 9/11, so I don't know, it's something that crossed my mind. I heard it come on the radio the other day, actually, which was interesting. I've never heard that song on the radio until the other day, and I'm like, what if Taylor covered that in New York?
She did a cover on 9/11. She did Alan Jackson.
Right, but she did that in Canada.
No, but it was still, it's been 2 months since 9/11, it wouldn't make sense now.
I guess, except that she's in New York, so I don't know.
I think she's going to keep it upbeat and fun.
That's possible. But she could do multiple covers. I mean, you never know. I have a feeling Madison Square Garden is going
to
be like...
She's been sticking to one for the last couple of shows.
I think she's going to do a lot of covers in New York. I think she's probably going to do one and then just have like a lot of guests.
And have special guests. Yeah.
That's true. It's just going to be a blowout show.
It's going to be fun.
Ha, Adam.
I got my free airfare now. So now we're down to airfares covered. So if there's any wealthy Swifties listening to this show, if you want to sponsor a poor Swiftie from Vegas for some tickets, you know, I'll take you. If it's a female Swiftie, I'll take you as my date.
Oh my goodness.
I'll take you to dinner afterwards, or before. I don't know. How late is the show there? Is it?
Are you going to go with the 12-year-old?
No. Wah, wah, you're funny. So everybody, it's time for another episode of What Would Taylor Do?
Oh my god, that like scared me.
Sorry, I couldn't think of a better way to do it. But anyway, so this What Would Taylor Do is submitted by someone who already submitted a If Swifties Ruled the World. It's Jensita's fan club again.
Hey, Rock!
At Jensita fan. Yeah, all like two of them. Anyway, so...
Hey, there's like over 40 followers. That's not hate.
Okay. Anyway, so this week's What Would Taylor Do comes from at Jensita fans. And they were asking, what would Taylor do if the power suddenly went out while she was performing on the Speak Now tour?
I think that she would tell everyone to get their cell phones out and then
drop
it would
everything
be
now.
Nice. It would be all like bright and sparkly with everyone's cell phones. That could be an option.
Yeah, but how would she tell them that though? If the power's out, her microphone's not working.
She would yell. And then it's like, you know, the thing that they do at rallies where like, you know, it was like the person says something and then like everyone just yells it to the people behind them.
We could play microphone.
Yeah, we'll play telephone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, telephone.
Yeah, but you know how telephone works. The message always goes astray by the end of the telephone line.
Well, that's fine, because she can start off with hold up your cell phones, and then it could end up with, like, hold up your fireworks.
Take off your clothes. Let's keep it PG, Jensita. Keep it PG. PG podcast.
I'm dying.
So, everybody... I don't know. I would like to think, based on which show was it where it started raining? Does anyone remember where that was?
Gillette Stadium.
Gillette Stadium. Yes. So I'd like to think she would keep on playing, but again, it goes back to the microphone problem. If there's no power, nobody can hear her.
It's kind of hard. No one would be able to hear her or see her.
What if she just decided, like, what if they played this game a telephone and she's like, all right, here's the message to pass on. Everybody be quiet. So that way she could just, her and the band could play an entirely acoustic set.
I mean, those stadiums do have good acoustics, I guess. So
yeah.
Maybe it could work.
That'd be so cool for Taylor Although to play like an acoustic
like, quiet
set.
And Taylor Swift like don't go well together. Like, I feel like people would have a lot of trouble being quiet.
What if everyone started, like,
what if everyone
around?
Just had a group sing-along?
A group sing-along?
Yeah, maybe everyone would start singing her songs for her.
I think that would happen. That sounds highly logical, actually.
And we would be swaying.
We'd all hold hands and sway.
And holding our glow sticks. We'd link arms.
Do you think the stadiums and arenas have backup generators to create power just in case that happens?
I'm sure they
have
do,
to.
Yeah.
It must. I don't know. That was kind of a funny What Would Taylor Do? Thank you, Gensita Fan Club. So does anyone have any last thoughts on the What Would Taylor Do?
I think we're good.
No, so I guess that concludes it for episode 2 of Taylor Talk.
I like to just give a shout out to everyone listening. I mean, there's people from the Philippines. They want us to do like a 2-hour broadcast.
2 hours? You know what? Yeah.
We're so glad you
everybody
love
in Asia and
much.
Europe listening, that's pretty cool. For those who feel we should do a 2-hour broadcast, let's put a wink wink hint hint in here for maybe like a year from now when the album comes out, because I have a feeling we'll have a lot
yeah.
to talk about
in song depth analysis.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Definitely more than 2 hours.
So again, thank you for everyone listening there. Keep listening, hit that subscribe button on iTunes, that way you get it, all the new episodes automatically download to iTunes for you as soon as they're published. So thank you all. Virtual Hand Heart is the sponsor of this episode. So we are all flashing our virtual hand hearts at you.
And also, we're just really overwhelmed by the response that we've had to this first episode that we did. We've had almost 2,000 downloads.
It's approaching that point, and it's still climbing, like, every minute. So, like, seriously, people, seriously, you're awesome.
We've all been, like, tweeting and texting each other, like, oh my god, people like us, what's going on? This is so cool.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect, so this has been really awesome for us, and we're really appreciative.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys. For Taylor Talk Episode 2, this has been Adam.
I'm Belle.
Gensita.
And I'm Maya.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Hand hearts.
Hand hearts.
Hand hearts.
Bye.
Bye. We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.